I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Tunisia is officially in mourning this weekend. The country's interim government declared a three-day period of mourning for the dozens of people killed in political unrest recently. Weeks of protests led to the toppling of Tunisia's longtime ruler, President Zine El Abidine Ben Ali. But the protests haven't stopped. Demonstrators are unhappy that the new interim government still includes members of the old regime. Reporter Borzu Daragahi of the Los Angeles Times is in the capital, Tunis. 3 days of mourning, Borzu. Describe the mood in Tunis today.
There is a spirit of mourning, but however, there is also a certain still a spirit of elation, not only for having toppled Ben Ali, but for also having so quickly moved to some semblance of normalcy. Right now on the radio, we heard that some of the schools are going to reopen, primary schools, starting on Monday. So that move towards stability is something that they are very proud of.
And how likely is it that protests will start up again on Monday? I mean, after all, there's still a vocal group of protesters who aren't satisfied with the disbanding of ex-President Ben Ali's political party. They want a full purge in the government.
Yeah, I have a feeling those people are not the majority, at least the ones who are willing to be militant about it. And I have a feeling that even the many people who are uncomfortable with members of the former regime being in the current government are more than willing to wait 6 months until elections and voting for whichever candidate they want, whichever party ideology they like.
But they do seem to be at least a vocal and protesting minority. What have officials done to placate their anger?
Well, for one thing, many of the ministers, all of the ministers who were former members of the ruling party have publicly resigned from that ruling party. And the ruling party itself has dissolved its leadership committee and started making plans to create new leadership and also thrown in its lot saying that we support the people and the martyrs. So they're kind of adopting the rhetoric of this movement here, saying that, you know, we're even trying to rid ourselves of our past vestiges. Keep in mind that this is a party that has roots that go back to the 1930s, that it was a key component of the independence movement from France in the 1950s. So there's a legacy there, and they're trying to perhaps recapture that legacy that predates the recently deposed leader.
Change with nuance.
Exactly. You ask people, you know, you kind of expect sort of a bad answer when you know, as a journalist, when you ask someone in this part of the world, what do you expect from democracy? And how they respond is really touching. It's like, you know, democracy means that I can breathe free, that I can say what I want, that I'll respect what someone else says, and that I can have an opportunity to pursue my dreams without someone unfairly inhibiting what I'm trying to do. And I think that's a pretty good definition. And you hear that from like very simple, ordinary people in working class districts. So there's definitely been some kind of cultural, demographical kind of shift here in recent decades where people are a lot more enlightened than you might expect.
Borzu Daragahi of the Los Angeles Times speaking with us from Tunis. Thank you, Borzu.
Always a pleasure.